It is time for sports again with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we had pro football action yesterday as the Kansas City Chiefs were in action at Arrowhead against the Baltimore Ravens. Chiefs going for a second win in a row and trying to get the offense cranked. That certainly helps. The Chiefs had the first few weeks of the season, a little rough on the offense going, but seems like things were running smoothly yesterday. And you heard the game. Mitch Holtis had the call. It was right here on the Chiefs Radio Network, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Up on the football quickly is Patrick Mahomes under center. Worthy's in the backfield. They're going to roll to the right side, and now Mahomes throws for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Marquise Brown, Hollywood, goes all the way across the formation on fourth and one for a 15-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes has four TD passes into the land of the sweet nectar.
Very nice. Yeah, kind of even going back to all the way to the Super Bowl. Seems like there had been four straight games where the Chiefs just didn't really look like the Chiefs, but yesterday seemed more like it.
The Chiefs were zeroing in and trying to get four or five stops or steals against a Ravens team that had scored 111 points in the first 3 weeks of the season. The Chiefs in this game got four stops and two steals in 6 of the 10 Raven possessions. And the offense did their job, as did special teams, including a 48-yard kickoff return by Nico Remigio. Andy Reid gives a hug to his former 10-year assistant, John Harbaugh. He respects him a great deal. Final score, Kansas City gets to 2-2 with a 37-20 victory over the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, good stuff. Back-to-back wins for the Chiefs. The Raiders lost. The first-place Chargers lose to the winless Giants. So the Chiefs made up a lot of ground in the division yesterday. The Broncos play tonight on Monday Night Football. So the Chiefs, even after that 0-2 start, now they're only a game behind the Chargers in the division. Quarter away into the season. There you go. Chiefs get a nice win yesterday at Arrowhead. And not too far away, you had the NASCAR playoffs yesterday at the Kansas Speedway, the Hollywood Casino 400, as NASCAR had another close finish.
The 23-11 racing team was dominant Sunday. Denny Hamlin won the first two stages and was running second behind teammate Bubba Wallace in double overtime. But anything can happen in OT.
Oh my goodness! Chase Elliott!
Courtesy USA, Elliott came out of nowhere to pass Wallace and Hamlin and grab his second win of the season, punching his ticket to the round of eight. Hamlin ended up second and is in great shape to advance on points. The loss hurts Wallace the most. He's sitting 12th heading to the final race of the round of 12 next week at Charlotte. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Chase Elliott won that race by 0.069 seconds.
Whoa.
Less than a tenth of a second.
That's a close one.
Yeah. Hey, Wichita State Volleyball wins yesterday on the road, a 3-set sweep over Memphis. Shocker Volleyball off to a 2-0 start in the conference, both wins on the road. 10-4 now on the season for Wichita State Volleyball. The Shockers off to their best start in 8 years. The season is over for the Kansas City Royals. They were on the road yesterday in Sacramento to take on the Athletics in the final game of the season. If the Royals win, they finish with a winning record. You heard the game yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The pitch. Thomas hits it in the air, deep to center field. John Rave has it lined up. He's underneath it. He makes the catch, and the Royals win the season finale. They beat the A's by a final score of 9-2. And with that win, the 2025 Kansas City Royals finish with a record of 82-80. It's a winning season for the Royals in 2025. The Royals put up 9 runs on 15 hits. Cole Reagan struck out 8 in the final start of his season, and the Royals finish the season on a high note with a series win in West Sacramento and a winning record in 2025.
In the playoffs last year, but not this year, just think, the Royals are 5 games missed the playoff spot. If you only win one more game a month, you're in the playoffs. The way it went this year. So the season is over for the Royals. And I got a couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to former Shocker basketball star Cal Bruton.
Oh,
71
yeah.
years old today. Played for the Shockers in the 1970s. A playground legend from Queens, New York. First team All-Missouri Valley Conference his senior year. Got the Shocks into the NCAA tournament.
Point guard.
He is a massive player and coach in Australia.
Is he
a huge star in Australia. Big celebrity. Cal Bruton. He's 71 today. And going back to baseball, former Kansas City Royals pitcher Steve Busby is 76 today. Second round draft pick out of Southern Cal. He threw the first no-hitter in Royals history in 73. By the way, that was the first no-hitter by a pitcher who did not bat in the game because of the new DH rule.
That guy was headed for Cooperstown.
And the following year, yeah, he got 22 wins and threw another no-hitter. First pitcher ever to throw two no-hitters in his first two full seasons. You're right. He was headed to Cooperstown.
And then
he tore his rotator cuff.
Yeah.
Wow. He was the first pitcher to ever have rotator cuff surgery.
He came back for a while.
Got to see him pitch for Omaha in Lawrence Dumont Stadium against the Arrows when he was rehabbing. Yeah, he came back, but he was never the same.
No.
Never the same. Still, Steve Busby in the top 10 all-time wins in Royals history. Still. Even though he only played 8 years. He won a lot of games in those 8 years.
He's one of my favorites.
Oh, man, that guy was good.
He's a competitor.
That guy was good.
Now the Storm Team 12, the Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen with the forecast this morning. Good morning, Ross.
Yeah, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Things are looking kind of warm here to start off our last couple of days in the month of September. And we're going to go into October with highs still getting up into the 80s. So for those that are not quite ready to let go of summer just yet, this weather is just for you. And this week looks very quiet here in Kansas. Not a tremendous amount of wind. There certainly won't be any chance for rain, which is good news for some of the farmers in the area as we try to get back at the fall harvest and try to get some of next year's wheat into the ground. But also it looks like our high temperatures will be running about 7 to 8 degrees or so above average for this time of the year. Not warm enough for record highs, but it is a little bit above average. So while things are very quiet here, of course, a lot of talk about what's happening down in the Bahamas and just off the East Coast. There's been a drastic change in the over the weekend in terms of the forecast for Imelda, which is just now north of the Bahamas, is a tropical storm. It will become a hurricane, but what has changed in the past couple of days, now expected to take a turn and go east and move away from the East Coast. They're still going to get some rain in the Carolinas, but fortunately there's a system that's passing through the Carolinas that's going to shove Imelda farther out into the sea. And Umberto, which is actually a hurricane now, also no threat to the East Coast. So we're kind of breathing a sigh of relief for our friends and family back on the East Coast. They're not going to be having to deal with any kind of tropical storm or hurricane. Probably going to be some rip currents, but nothing worse than that. As far as our weather is concerned, looking late into the week and over the weekend, we'll stay with highs in the 80s. Right now, our next chance for rain probably about 6 or 7 days away. So we have a ways to go before we'll see that return. This morning in Wichita, we have a mostly clear sky and 62. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
What if we got to reopen the swimming pools here for the next couple of weeks?
To make up for all those delays that we had back at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's maybe not such a bad idea.
It's going to be warm, huh? All right. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. And that is the Storm Team 12 forecast with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. How about that? Today is Monday, September 29th, 2025, Steve and Ted show number 7023. On this date, 43 years ago, 1982, the Tylenol poisoner claimed first victims. There were a total of 7 deaths in the Chicago area over a 2-day period before authorities determined that extra-strength Tylenol capsules had been laced with cyanide. A suspect for the murders was never found.
Yeah, that's an unsolved case.
Tragedy led to introduction of safety seals on most consumer products.
That was what started the
only way you can get them off is to poke a hole in them.
Way to get the cap off those bottles.
It's tough. All right, that was 43 years ago.
Wow.
One birthday that stood out to me celebrating today, and that is Madeline Kahn. It would have been her birthday today.
Oh, bless her heart.
She died 1999.
She died way too young.
Where she was in Mel Brooks movies, Blazing Saddles, High Anxiety, Young Frankenstein.
Paper Moon.
She should have got an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
She was
a funny lady.
I just thought she was hilarious. Madeline Kahn died in 1999. He also got another. I know. You know, our good friend Phil Hildebrand is having a birthday today.
Our great coworker.
Yeah. Pat was in here this morning and we chatted a little bit and we did some stuff. He never mentioned it. You know, if it was me, I'd say, hey, by the way, Phil, you know, it's my birthday. You've got any money? You know, but not him. He He's kind of a modest, quiet guy.
Tremendous.
Great help.
Co-worker.
Wonderful guy. We like Phil.
He's got a great voice.